there were 10 a.m. Z-lines. In local news, a road in Brisbane has had a burst water main, creating a giant hole in the road and cutting off water supply to houses and a local school for the next few days. Wynnum Road at Tingalpa flooded in at 11:45 a.m. on Monday, stopping traffic entirely. An urban utility spokesperson said that the burst pipe could have been caused by heavy rainfall or temperature changes. Queensland's flu cases have increased significantly since this time last year, with experts attributing it to lowering vaccination rates, indoor gatherings, and a new mutation of the virus. According to Dr. Hilary van der Ven of James Cook University, the extra contagious Super K flu strain has been around since late last year, with the new mutations making current vaccines much less effective. Despite the increase in cases, the virus hasn't gotten any more dangerous.
In national news, in Hobart, dust samples taken close to NorthStar's Hobart zinc smelter contained high levels of lead contamination. The state's highest source of pollution has been found from the zinc works at Lutana on the River Derwent, which emits around 600 to 700 kilograms of lead into the air each year. Professor of Environmental Science and Human Health at Macquarie University, Mark Taylor, described the swab readings as unacceptably high compared to previous lead incidents in Australia. The Environmental Protection Authority of Australia assured independent consultants and regulators would undertake additional environmental monitoring and health risk assessments for locations in Lutana and on the Eastern Shore. In that further news, the Morbihan skate, an endangered prehistoric ray native to only two harbours in Tasmania, has for a long time faced a severe extinction risk, according to recent evidence, however, and warnings from environmental groups, the risk may only worsen due to the destructive salmon farming in Tasmania's Macquarie Harbour, which have allowed uneaten food and feces from fish cages to create vast dead zones of low oxygen, which the prehistoric bottom-dwelling skates cannot survive. Despite this, Environmental Minister Murray Watt has taken action to allow the continuation of salmon farming in Macquarie Harbour. And in an attempt to combat this, the Commonwealth has tried funding a program which will pump dissolved oxygen into the harbour. However, this interventive measure is only in a trial phase and its success has yet to be determined.
In international news, the Canadian women's curling team has responded after accusations of cheating against the men's team apparently left the women's team as, quote, collateral damage. The two teams, as well as the British men's team, have been accused of double-touching, giving the curling stone a cheeky love tap after it's been released. The Canadian women's team were accused of double-touching late on Saturday in a game against Switzerland. The team's skip, Rachel Herman, defended herself, saying that, quote, people burn rocks, people go over the hog line, that's just part of the sport. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly sunny, it's currently 27 degrees, with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is 7. And the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.